Hello and welcome back to As It Is, another chance to improve your American English. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. Today we have two stories that will tell you about our world. You will notice that we talk at a slower speed and use words that are easy to understand. That's what Special English and Learning English are all about. Many scientists have been warning for some time that climate change can cause sea levels to rise. Most of the time we think about that as something far into the future. But today we will go to Liberia and hear how rising waters are already causing damage. Then we'll talk about how safe it is to fly these days. With plane crashes and terrorist attacks in the news, you may wonder if it is safe to use this very fast method of transportation. We'll let you hear what some experts think. As It is coming to you from VOA. Let's get started. On to part one. Rising sea levels are washing away the homes and businesses of thousands of poor people on the coast of Liberia. The country's Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, has started a program to help stop this erosion or loss of land. But the process is expensive. Joe Muffer lives in Grand Bassa County's Buchanan City in Liberia. The rising Atlantic Ocean is washing away land in the city and other areas. He says the situation is terrible.
I have to relocate my family to an abandoned school building because, as you can see, the sea erosion is still tough. The sea is rising every day, every moment, but we are in dire need of help right now.
Liberia's Environmental Protection Agency knows about the problems caused by rising sea levels, and the agency has been fighting the erosion. Stephen Y. Nuffel is Deputy Executive Director of the Liberian EPA. He says huge rocks are being used to try to control the situation. Mr. Nuffel says the Ministry of Lands, Mines, and Energy has spent $6 million to reduce the efforts of climate change in Liberia. He says $2.4 million is being spent for the first phase of the project. The goal is to build walls in the water to stop the ocean from washing away land along the coast. But that spending is not enough. Liberia's Committee on Sea Erosion estimates that at least $18 million will be needed to complete the project. People have been building barriers with bags of sand in front of their homes to keep out the rising water. But this has not been enough to help many people. Earlier this year, the sea destroyed Tom Okai's home. Mr. Okai says more needs to be done to help the victims and the people who remain at risk. He says many people are losing hope.
And we don't have anywhere to go, and then we don't know what to do. We don't know where to start from.
Officials say they have tried to get people who live in the most threatened areas to move. But the officials say most people refuse to leave because the government cannot help pay for them to move. Mr. Neufel says people who have been forcibly removed often return to rebuild their homes. He says that often people settle illegally in nearby areas that are also threatened. Mr. Neufel advises people to be careful where they put buildings. He says, we stop people from building in waterways, encroaching on the drainages, but nobody pays attention. He says the EPA is discussing new plans for fighting sea erosion. And he says the agency is searching for more money to continue its battle. U.S. flight officials recently banned U.S. airline companies from flying to Israel's Ben-Gurion International Airport in Tel Aviv. The ban lasted for 24 hours following a rocket strike near the airport. The temporary ban took place after a Malaysian airplane was shot down over eastern Ukraine, killing 298 people. But experts say that air travel worldwide remains by far the safest way to travel. Christopher Cruz is here with more on the story.
America's Federal Aviation Administration banned aircraft from flying to and from Israel's Ben-Gurion Airport. The ban came in the form of what is called a notice to airmen. The FAA acted after a rocket struck about 2 kilometers from the airport area. The European Aviation Safety Agency, Tuesday, called for similar action. Its Safety Information Bulletin strongly suggested that airspace users stop operating to and from the airport in Tel Aviv. Delta Airlines Flight 468 was on its way from New York to Tel Aviv with 290 passengers and crew when the FAA declared the ban. The plane was sent to Paris instead of Tel Aviv. But Israeli officials say there is no security problem. Transport Minister Yisrael Katz said there was no reason to cancel flights and no reason to surrender to terrorism. Marie Harf is a spokesperson for the U.S. State Department. In Washington earlier this week, she said the FAA safety notice is meant to guarantee public safety. Ms. Harf says it is not a political statement directed at Israel about its operation against Hamas militants in Gaza.
I would note that in 2012, the department also issued travel warnings for Israel, the West Bank, and Gaza in March, August, and December. So this is a step we have taken when we felt the situation on the ground warranted it. Obviously, that is a process that we go through that in no way is policy-related or politically related. It is just related to how we can best protect American citizens.
Concern about airline safety also follows last week's shooting down of Malaysian flight MH17 over eastern Ukraine. U.S. intelligence suggests poorly trained pro-Russian separatists are responsible. They are suspected of having used a Russian-made surface-to-air missile. Airline Captain John Cox is also chief executive officer of the Washington-based company Safety Operating Systems. He says it is very safe to fly commercial aircraft.
In spite of the tragic loss of Malaysian Airlines Flight 17 and the Malaysian Flight 370, it has never been safer to fly. We flew 3.3 billion passengers last year that had the lowest fatality rate in recorded history. These tragedies do not change the fact of the safety of our aviation system.
Mr. Cox expressed deep concern about non-military groups having weapons like the SA-11 air defense system. Mr. Cox said there are not great numbers of such missile systems in existence. He added that there will be a joint effort to restrict flying over airspace in areas where open conflict happens. I'm Christopher Cruz.
And I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. If you are listening via the Internet, it's time to use your printer and save the stories you've just heard, and then download the audio as a podcast. That way you can go back and practice reading and speaking American English whenever you want. And if you are listening on the radio, please write to us and tell us where you are and what stations are the loudest. We are here 7 days a week with As It Is. Learning English is a part of the Voice of America.